Firearms, Part 2. As mentioned in the section of the audio guide on the origin of firearms, the matchlock had several drawbacks. Among them, the need for a constantly lit wick, which made it complicated to use in wet conditions and in combat. A solution arrived in the 16th century with the wheel lock, a mechanism of German origin that was suitable for arquebuses and pistols. Now move to case number 7, where you will find on the right two muskets, one made in Germany and the other in Austria, and above to the left a German pistol decorated with inlaid ivory. The wheel lock was based on a watchmaking system and had a toothed wheel and an operating principle similar to that of cigarette lighters. The friction of the wheel against a piece of pyrite causes sparks that light the fuse and ignite the gunpowder. This lock meant the gun could be carried loaded, and the shooter could fire with one hand, but it was a costly and complex mechanism. Now continue to case 9. The search for simpler, more effective methods led to the development of other auto-ignition systems that included the snap lock or flint lock. In the top left of this case, you can see various pistols with firing mechanisms based on a Dutch invention from the second half of the 16th century. Different versions of this mechanism remained in use until the 19th century after the Napoleonic Wars. The system incorporates a piece of flint into the trigger and replaces the wheel with a piece of steel called the frizzen. Below, there are three arquebuses with various types of lock, including the patilla or miquelete, also known as the Spanish lock. This near contemporary of the flint lock introduced a number of improvements, including positioning the mainspring at the base of the cocking mechanism. The firearms displayed that date from the 19th century onwards all have percussion locks, a system made possible by the discovery of primary explosives. It consists of a hammer and a nipple that has a small percussion cap and an aperture that leads to the barrel. Originally, all guns were front-loaded, but in 1836, Le Faucheux introduced a back-loading system which became and has remained the norm.